This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Time is 8:49, Meir Rusversky from Clarion Project. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So one of the subjects that I wanted to discuss with you, and although it's an American-focused problem, it's certainly one that I foresee as being a problematic here as well. And Northwestern University in the United States has partnered with Al Jazeera in some ways. Al Jazeera, of course, being a mouthpiece for, is it the Qatari government?
Yes, it is. It's fully owned by the Qatari government, or maybe the Qatar Foundation, which is owned by the Qatari government. So, and it's not just Northwestern University, by the way. There's five other universities and schools that have branches in Qatar that have been fully funded by Qatar for years now.
So is this a case of the Qatari government really buying their way into the university, to education in the within the United States? And what does that really mean in terms of potential risks?
So this is one of the biggest influence ops that I have ever seen. Let's just look at some of the numbers. Since 2012, Northwestern University in Qatar has received $340 million from the Qatari government. And in that same time period, they've also given $1.5 billion to all these other universities too. Now let's just, for your listeners, let's just talk about who the Qatari government is. They support Al-Qaeda. They support Hamas. They support the Muslim Brotherhood. They're virulent, you know, Jew haters. They're into Holocaust denial, promoting Hitler. This is who we're talking about here. So it's just absolutely outrageous that, and this is just one instance. This is going on all over the United States, and I don't have the information in other places around the world, but I would imagine it's also going around there too. So they have partnered with Al Jazeera, and they do joint research and a journalist exchange program. And so basically they have literally a memorandum of understanding with Al Jazeera and Northwest University that Northwest University will consult with Al Jazeera using their expertise to help them in American media. This is unbelievably outrageous.
And we know that Al Jazeera has been banned from many organizations, from many countries, even in the Middle East. Is that, isn't that true?
Because it is, the countries that are against the Muslim Brotherhood have banned Al Jazeera, especially Egypt after the revolution. Now there are a number of members of Congress asking the government to investigate Al Jazeera actually for violating the Foreign Agent Registration Act, because they're saying Al Jazeera is nothing more than a foreign agent. And it's really telling also that the two main majors of Northwest University in Qatar are journalism and communications. So they are literally becoming the mouthpiece for Qatar in America and advising Al Jazeera, and hence the Qatar government that supports all these things, how to influence Americans.
Unbelievably scary. That
it's really shocking and scary.
What's also interesting is, and certainly Al Jazeera is, as I said, quoted here in South Africa all the time. In many instances, it comes across and it portrays itself as being quite sensitive to moral issues and to human rights abuses, and the English version often comes across as very balanced and almost BBC or CNN like, which of course makes it more insidious, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely. So they rebranded themselves called AJ Plus, and you see that they have this whole like kind of liberal agenda. But that liberal agenda is like exactly the word that you used, insidious, because it really sticks in so much anti-Americanism and anti-Semitism. It gets it in there, and it builds on this whole Islamist PR campaign to brand Muslims as victims and then partner with other groups that have victimhood status America. And we always, we talk about in Clarion Project, the victimhood Olympics. Mm. And the Islamists are unbelievable getting, you know, I want to say like the gold medal in terms of claiming victimhood.
Yeah. What can be done? What is to be done about this?
Well, I think that this is a very interesting tactic that these members of Congress are taking to get Qatar to be named to get Al Jazeera to be named as a foreign agent and make them register as a foreign agent. Then there'll be much more monitoring of what they do. Mm. Luckily, there's been a lot of campaigns by some very good grassroots organizations to educate the advertisers on Al Jazeera Plus in America. And, it really, you know, the first insinuation of it, which was Al Jazeera America, they actually got it off the airwaves because people stopped advertising on it and they went under. So now they've rebranded as AJ Plus and they're putting out, you know, these cool videos and things like that, but we'll see.
Yeah, very, very scary and certainly something to keep an eye on. Go and look at that article. That's on the Clarion Project's website. It is absolutely fascinating, very, very sobering, very, very frightening indeed. Mayor Rispersky.
And if I could say one more thing, what's sure. crazy is that these people, the Qataris, have a big hand in writing the textbooks for American students. So this is the kind of program that's coming into high schools even.
So frightening. So frightening,
yeah.
I must say.
Absolutely.
Time is 8:55, about to go 8:56. That's Mayor Rispersky from the Clarion Project. Go and read that article. It is very, very sobering.